I'm Christine Dean. This is Live from Studio A. And joining us today, a couple of singer-songwriters out of the Twin Cities, Dana Thompson, and who's been here before, and Natalie Lovejoy, who I believe has not been in our studios before. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
And you guys are actually on your way through town to play some shows up north right now. Is that right?
Yeah. Last spring was the first time I've played at this really wonderful camp up near the Boundary Waters called Camp Du Nord. Natalie's played it for a few years now, and I don't know how I wormed my way in, but it's an awesome women's retreat, and it's just like the most magical experience you could have. Super happy to be doing it. So we're going to go up there, and we play Saturday night. For all the ladies. And then we will swing back through Duluth and play Sunday night here.
At Amazing Grace, and that show starts at 7 o'clock, I believe.
That's right.
Cool. Well, you are each going to play a couple songs for us. Who won the coin toss? Who's going to go first here?
I think that I am, and this is Dana speaking.
All right, Dana, let's. What do you want to play first for us?
The first song I'm going to play is a song off this record that I'm about to release with a band called the Minor Planets. The song is called Before You Know It. I really love it a lot. I just brought a CD in, so hopefully you'll like it. And we just got them from the manufacturers 2 days ago, so we're just really excited about it. So I'm going to play it now. Take my hand, walk a while with me, understand it's not too long a journey that we're traveling on. Soon these days will be gone, gone before you know. Take a while, close your eyes to it, the city streets, and all that rushes through it will return in time, to grass and creeping vine, gone before you.
Dana Thompson, live from Studio A. And last time you were here, Dana, we found out that you are a Duluth East graduate, so this is a little homecoming for you every time you play here. And also, you know, we talked about your love for country music and about how you collaborate with a lot of different people. And on this new, the Minor Planets, not really new because you guys have played together before, but it's you and Eric Christensen, is that right?
Eric Christopher.
Christopher, yep. Okay.
And he's a really well-known bluegrass musician. He plays with a band called the High 48s, and he's been playing fiddle for a long time, and in the last few years has become a master on the mandolin, although he would argue that. But he is just really incredible. When we were in the Minor Planets before, he played a lot of guitar, and he had let that go by the wayside, and I've been really pushing him, and he played a lot of guitar on this record, including electric, which got him outside his comfort zone. And it's a really fun collaboration because he's so immersed in the bluegrass scene that when I start bringing in alternative ideas about electric instruments, or like we actually used a celesta on this record, which is something the only person I know that uses it is like Al Green and Marvin Gaye, you know.
And what is that exactly?
It's this little tiny keyboard that's actually analog, and it's probably got about 20 keys on it, and it's very difficult to find. And we kind of merged our two sensibilities, and it's really fun to hear what we came up with. So I'm proud of it.
And you record now. You guys did a project many years ago, and then what's with the gap between then and now?
Well, we did the Minor Planets record, 10 years ago, or maybe a little less than that. And you know, we played a lot of gigs, and I had a really small child at the time, and he started getting farmed out playing fiddle with all these different people, and has been on the road and has been really busy. And I released my solo record and have worked with a lot of other people too. And we never really had a breakup, you know, we just sort of were doing all sorts of stuff. And a year and a half ago, I guess, he came and he's like, "You want to make another Minor Planets record?" I'm like, "Why not?" He's got a recording studio and I've got a recording studio, so we just do it at the two different places. And we had to go into Underwood Studios, which is a great place in Minneapolis, just to do a couple extra things. But we did it almost all ourselves.
Okay.
A lot of great musicians on the record.
And how did the songwriting go? Did you guys write together, or do you each have songs on the album?
You know, the old Minor Planets record, we each contributed kind of 50-50. And this one, it sort of happened, but we pushed ourselves to collaborate one time. We locked ourselves in a room for a while, and we came up with a song that sounds a little bit like Burt Bacharach. So
it's a great song. It really is.
It's one of my favorite songs on the record. It's called "Morning and All That Comes
Makes
After."
Me so happy.
It's a happy song. Yeah. So we're definitely going to do more of that in the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's switch over to Natalie now. Natalie, you are also from the Twin Cities, originally from Hastings, is that right?
I am, yes.
Okay. How long have you been in the Twin Cities now?
I've been in the Twin Cities, oh my God, just a few years. No, maybe 20, mm-hmm. 20 years. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my home now. And
have been doing music the whole time?
I've been doing, well, I didn't start until I was 26, 27. Mm-hmm. I was a bit of a late bloomer.
Which is funny, because when you are that age, it seems like, oh my gosh, I'm way too old to be starting this. But when you look back, it's kind of like, well, why not? You're still so young. So
yeah.
did it feel like that at the time? Like, well, I'm getting kind of a late start, or were you just fine with it?
A little bit. I actually had more of a situation where I was more of a closet musician, and I played for myself and myself only. And I was almost just too embarrassed to put myself out there. And then finally, you know, with the encouragement, I actually had this really great roommate who heard me secretly playing in the closet, and
literally in the closet?
Well, okay. Kind of. I mean, I would only play when I knew he wasn't home. And there would be a couple times where he had snuck in and he would say, "Who is that? Is that yours?" You know, I'm like, "Yes." And he said, "Girl, what is going on?" And so he actually forced me to book my first show.
Wow.
He just said, "Here you go. I booked a show for you at Dunn Brothers in St. Paul." You know, and at the time I said, "I only have like 6 songs." And he said, "Well, you're going to play those 6 and you're going to play them." And it was painfully awkward, but I made my way through it. And after experiencing that, I just said, "Oh my God, I can do this."
Wow. Well, that's,
I mean,
great.
Even though it's still scary to me this day, but.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's hear one of your songs.
Okay.
And we'll chat a little bit more. What do you want to play for us?
Okay, and my first song I'm going to play is called "Would You Be Happy," and hopefully it will be on my future album. I have 2 other albums out, one called "Wish I Could Fall" that I released, oh my gosh, I think in 2000, I don't even know, 2001 maybe. And then my second album, which is "One False Move," I released about 7-8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And in between, I've been having babies. But now it's like I've been writing all this new stuff, and I only want to play my new stuff, even though I still love all my old stuff too. So just thought I'd play a couple new songs today off
Sounds
my
great.
Future unnamed album.
Okay. Natalie Lovejoy, live from Studio A.
Thank you.
Would you be happy? If you understood to be happy.
Natalie Lovejoy, live from Studio A, from a future not yet made album. So is that something that you are hoping for in the near future to have a new album
it
out, Natalie?
I'm actually almost finished with my Kickstarter. I don't know if you're familiar with a Kickstarter, but...
Yeah, where people get their album financed by their fans,
yes,
basically. And you can say, hey, I've got this Kickstarter. I want to make an album. Chip in a few bucks and together we'll make this album.
Yes, yes. It's kind of the prepaid buying your album or other donations. So we're getting I'm getting my Kickstarter together, and so people can check out natalielovejoy.com. I'm on Twitter under Natalie Lovejoy, and I'm trying as hard as I can. I'm on Facebook. I have a Natalie Lovejoy fan page too, and I'm trying to keep my fans updated. It's a long-awaited album, you mm-hmm. know, by a lot of people, and I'm just, it's hot. I have a 4 and a 6-year-old, and mm-hmm. so I keep saying, yeah, I'm going to do it, and then life, you know, just encompasses, there's just so much, mm-hmm. so it will happen, though, and I think once the Kickstarter is really going to kick my own butt in gear, too, so...
Well, that's great. Yeah. Once people have made that commitment, then you kind of have to follow through,
I
suppose.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Follow through.
Yeah. Well, so it sounds like even though your life, you know, is a little crazy with family and stuff, that you really are making sure that you still can do your music. So it must be something you're really passionate about.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like my kids are finally at an age now where I can kind of come back out of the house again and start doing things. And yeah, it's been great. I've been playing a show once every couple months. And Dane and I actually have a show coming up at the Astor Cafe November 6th, is it? Sunday evening?
I think
Minneapolis.
I think that's getting rescheduled.
It might get rescheduled. But we're trying to, you know, I'm just trying to keep the ball rolling so I don't forget, mm-hmm. you know, who mm-hmm. I am.
It's yeah. so hard when your kids are that little, though. I mean, and Natalie actually instigated this really great songwriting women's night that we're having once a month with a few other really fabulous ladies who are all moms, because it's really easy to beat yourself up when you're a mom, that you're not doing enough, mm-hmm. especially if you're pursuing one of your passions or one of your arts, which inevitably at some point feels like a luxury.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of crazy when you think about it, you know.
And I suppose you also want to give an example to your kids that you are doing something for yourself, too. You know what I mean? You want.
Right.
And that, yeah, that was kind of the impetus to doing all of this. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
so bad with words, but. it was just this whole, you know, I mean, what I want my children to see me doing what I love, you know, and being my own person. You know, I mean, my hat is off to the mother of the year who is just like fully about their children. But, and that is their passion. And I think that's fantastic, but that was never a passion for me. So I feel like the only way I can show my kids my own passionate side is to keep doing what I'm doing and try to eventually bring them along with me and hope they see that they have a rockin' mom that's just living her own life, especially with girls.
Yeah.
I mean, Dana has a girl too, and I think that, you know, the ladies of the world need to see a lot of lady rockers out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's one thing to tell your daughter, follow your dreams. You know, reach for the stars. And then you're just like miserable all the time because you're not doing what you love.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a horrible message to send.
Totally.
I know that my daughter, who is now 14, I can't even believe that. It's so much easier now that she's older. And she'll say, did you write any songs this week? And I'll be like, no. She's like, you really need to pump one out once a week. Yeah.
That's wow. Awesome.
And I'm working on a book right now, and she totally holds me accountable. How many pages did you work on this week? And I'm just like, wow.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you probably, you know, say, did you do your homework? And she says, Mom, did you do your homework? And
weirdly, I never have to tell her to do her homework. She's
wow.
just this uber kid.
That's great. You're blessed.
I guess so.
All right. Well, Dana, let's hear from you again. The Minor Planets is just hot off the presses, you said. So that's kind of, I'm assuming, the project that you're the most pumped about right now.
You know, yes and no. I am really excited about it, but I'm also really excited about the record that I'm going to start recording pretty soon. I'm in pre-production for my next solo record. That's what the song is from. I don't know. I feel really inspired. I had a couple of years that I kind of took off from music. I went through some crazy stuff, and I couldn't play music at all for about 2 years. And I think the floodgates opened, and I'm able to write now again and get in touch with that divine energy, which is what it takes for me to write anything that I feel like is anywhere near decent. I don't know. Got a lot going on.
Well, let's hear one of those songs, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more about that.
We've been together all of these years. I wonder, do others, how it all appears? It seems to me we used to get along. Whose jealous heart do we have to blame? So many players in this ugly game. You said to me that love conquers all, and then I sat and watched the whole thing fall. Carry on, it's okay. Doesn't matter anyway. Neither you nor I have won. Just carry on. You can take the dishes and the bed. I'll keep what's left of my peace of mind instead. God knows our friends are gonna have to choose. Since you're at the bar every night, I'll lose. Carry on, it's okay. Doesn't matter anyway. Neither you nor I have won. Just carry on. Carry on, it's okay. It doesn't matter anyway. Neither you nor I have won. Just carry on.
Dana Thompson, live from Studio A. Nice. Nice.
Thank you.
Breakup song, obviously.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty funny song because I don't know where it came from. Like sometimes they just come through. And my boyfriend is really mad that I wrote it.
Are people asking him, are you guys okay?
Yeah. And he's like, no, that's totally insane. Like, where did that even come from? And I'm like, sometimes I like to write in the third person. Like, I like to write about my friends' relationships. And that's essentially, you know. Well, there's one little part that's about me, but it's from the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, I was going to work a little bit of that into, you know. I think it just perfectly kind of captures that sort of resignation that comes and, yeah, you know, sadness
just,
and all.
Just go, like, I'm just going to, you know, drink myself into oblivion for a week or two and then, you know, heal the wounds some other way.
And you're out at the bar every night talking to everybody and I'm, you know.
Yeah, home with the kids.
Yeah, or, yeah. Yep. I like that one. I like it a lot.
Good. I think that's part of the writing, our, you know, one of the things about our writing groups is that because we are moms, we all have kids, is that we do have to come up with creative ways to get ideas for songs, you know, because we can't write about playing the Wii and hanging out and eating popcorn and watching American Idol. I mean, we, you know, it's like we're both like very passionate writers, and it, you know, it's like, where do we get this material from? You know, it's like I have to be inspired by a movie or a book or somebody else's life.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I'm a hairstylist, so sometimes I'll write about one of my clients, you know, tragic lives or something like that. Because,
oh yeah, and they always dish when you're doing your hair, right?
Oh, they dish. Yeah. They dish big time. A lot of times my clients will come to my show and they'll say, is that one about me?
And what do you say?
I don't know. It's just for the universe. To, you know,
yeah,
let it go. Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
Only if you think it is.
We want to keep the mystery intact.
Yes. We like the mystery.
Well, that makes sense. You do have to find inspiration somewhere, definitely. Well, Natalie, we have time for you to do another one as well. What do you want to finish up with?
Well, I'll play one more new one. This is actually my most recently written, and it's first of all, could I have a little more volume in my headphones? Is that okay?
Vocals?
Vocals and piano. Is that possible?
It is, but I think, Dana, if you can help us out there, the number on the headphone mixer there, and the second one, but it might make a lot of noise when she's twisting it, so be careful. This is number two.
Ooh, okay. Might have to turn it down again a little bit.
Just a few adjustments here.
Okay,
live in Studio A.
Well, now we'll see. Okay.
How's that?
What about my vocals? Sorry, I'm being really picky.
Yep, I can turn those up.
Okay, thank you so much. I know. Like a prima donna. I can't play unless I have perfect atmosphere.
That's why we don't usually give the guests headphones. We just don't want them to know.
No, this is perfect. This is perfect. So I'm a little nervous playing the song because it's brand new, brand spanking new. But I just thought it would be fun to play. It's kind of a little more peppy than some of my other songs, but I don't know, you know. And it's called, I don't really even know what it's called, but I think it's called I've Been a Fool, since I say that like 75 times in the song. But it will be on my future album again.
I think you should just call it My Future Album.
My Future Album. Maybe I will. It could be. For the next 30 years, I'll be like, that'll be on my future album.
You'll have to credit Christine.
I've been running around in circles, and I've been a fool. I've been dreaming of a lie, wanting the moon in the flicker of an eye. Baby, I've been a fool too long. I've been a fool. I've been living
see. And I've been a fool. I've been eating all the candy, and now it's caught up. Oh, I'm bleeding with surrender, baby. I've been a fool too long. Would you be a fool for me? I'm begging, darling, please get me down on my knees. I'm begging, darling, please, won't you please be a fool? Won't you please, 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 won't you please, please be a fool for me? I've been a fool. I've been hiding in the shadows. And I've been a fool. I've been slinking underground with dirt on my knees. Oh, the groveling has ended, baby. I've been a fool too.
Natalie Lovejoy, live from Studio A. Well, thanks so much, ladies. It was great to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. I'm so glad it worked out.
Yeah, it did. Dana, when do you anticipate, you said you're planning on working another album. Do you have any kind of time frame for that? Or
I hope to have it done by spring.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. And in the meantime, we'll enjoy the Minor Planets new album.
Yeah.
And you guys are playing on Sunday at Amazing Grace Bakery in Duluth. That show starts at 7 o'clock and up at, what's the event called that you're playing up in between now and then you're playing it?
It's the Camp Du Nord Women's Retreat.
Yep. Oh, okay. YMCA Camp Du Nord.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay.
It's a really magical
place. It's amazing.
Place.
I've been going up there. This will be my, I think, 9th or 10th year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's truly, they have one every spring and every fall, and then they have a cross-country skiing retreat in the winter, women's. Mm-hmm. It's truly unbelievable. There's magical healing powers up there.
Wow. Cool. I hope you bring some of those back when you play at Amazing
Grace.
We
will.
I think for sure we will. Yeah. It's healing. It's healing. I'll be all cured by then. Whatever emotional angst I've got.
Thanks a lot, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, Cameron Flackney with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.